I think I read about 20 happy birthday emails so far this morning. Coming in all over the world. Nice. But, very interesting garland. We got a garland here in Vijay Chandra Shankar's house for the satsang. It was green and it was $1,008. Got it all folded up and just like flowers. One of the PK has to unfold all the money. That was very sweet. They started with the goal of 108, but they got so much money and they decided to go for 1,000. So we had a nice trip in Northern California. It was truly a Northern California trip because we were all over the place in Northern California. Started on Saturday, we had a satsang at Shankara's new home, beautiful home, out in, way out there. And it's not even on MapQuest yet. In fact, one of the out-of-town members got lost. Never showed up. So, way out there, in the north side of Central Valley. Beautiful home, brand new, large group. Satsang with questions, and then that afternoon we had some private meetings at the hotel for a few hours, particularly with the out-of-town members. And in the evening, the men were inspired to have an HBAHWA dinner, the reason being that there's quite a few younger men in the group, and the older men are wanting to pass on some of their knowledge and get professionals to teach them, taking an interest in the younger men, wanting to see them develop the economic side of their life more. So they have a very good dinner, and they're all enthused about working together. They haven't met for quite a while, and they thought that maybe they would do a lot of their communications on email, something new since they met many years ago. Then the next day started with a few more private meetings, and then we did something different where we jumped on the ferry that goes from Oakland to San Francisco. How many years do you live somewhere and you never go on a ferry? So it was a first. I went on the ferry, at least from Jack London Square in Oakland, and first goes to the ferry building and then it goes down to Pier 41 on Fisherman's Wharf. So we had fun on the ferry and then we walked around for a while and took the red and white cruise, which I thought was very appropriate for a Saivite group. Red and white stripes. Number of cruises, and we chose the red and white. So, cruise, which went around the bay. It went down the San Francisco side and under the Golden Gate Bridge. And went out just a little bit into the ocean and then turned around and came back and came up the Sausalito side, not too close, and went around Alcatraz, got to see Angel Island. So it was very interesting, and the nice extra boon was that there was an air show. So these high performance jet planes are zooming overhead, you know, 15 minutes or so, four or five jet planes come swooping down and look up and do all these fancy moves and then go up and come back down again. They go up so hot, it's amazing. So that was a extra boon on top of our ocean cruise. We got to watch all the airplanes overhead. Very skilled. So that was that day. In the evening we saw one more family, Raymond Bhai Patel family. And then the next day we had Swami Diksha. We went down to the San Jose temple. There's a small and simple temple in San Jose. Not fancy, but the priests are very good, and it's a harmonious situation. So we went there once before to check on it. I guess it was in April before we had Swami Diksha there to make sure it would work. And so the previous time, they had a feet washing puja. So they didn't do the feet washing, they did the chanting, and they hold tranada, pour the water on the feet. And so they started with the left foot. This is the previous time. And the left foot got about 2 minutes worth of mantras to Vishnu. And then the right foot got about 2 minutes of mantras to Shiva. And then I knew for sure they were a smarta temple. There was no doubt. Which is right in their name. It's called Vaidika. Vaidika Vidya Ganapati something. So Vaidika means based on the Vedas, or Smarta. They're not Saivai. Which is okay. So this time, you know, having checked it out, oh, by the way, they have a nice guru gallery on the wall. Guru Deva's picture is very prominent. They even have my picture there. So very nice, respectful of all gurus that are going to visit there or they somehow feel related to. So we had a nice homa. This interesting way they chanted Sri Rudra. Maybe we can find it. Sri Rudra has two parts. The first part is called the Namakam, and the second part is called the Chamakam. So the Namakam, they would chant one or two lines and then go swaha. It stopped. Nama somaya cha rudraya cha swaha. Samraya cha rinaya cha swaha. And every time they went swaha, then I had to walk through the gi. That was my part. Well, it was a very interesting way to chant Sri Rudra. Really integrated the offerings very nicely. And then they did the chamakas. The chamakas at light speed. I've never heard the chamakas so fast. So 10 times the speed we do the chamakas. Then they stopped on the last two verses. They came back to normal speed. Sounded very slow. I've never heard it chanted so quickly. But anyway, they created a very nice vibration, and afterwards we had Swami Diksha for three of the members, which worked out very well. Good vibration for it. So that's in San Jose, and the next event is in Sausalito. And that's quite a drive. San Jose and Sausalito. So got the whole gamut of the bay. So we went up to Sausalito for the reception. Turned out, even though it was a Columbus Day holiday, lots of people work. It's not the holiday where regular businesses take off. You have to be in like the banking business. Or government to get it off. So lots of people couldn't come. The room wasn't available the previous day, so it was the best we could do. But we had about 100 people, about 10 or 15 members, and 85 to 90 non-members. Good-sized group. And for 2 hours. So we talked with Dandapani, emceed, and told some stories. And about the inner search and Yerwan Temple, a number of activities. We had a nice testimony from Dr. Rao, who's a professor of electromagnetics at Chicago, University of Chicago in Urbana, Illinois. And so he was telling about his experience here. And he looks at us in a very special way, very, you know, quality person. But I was off things in Sanskrit without any thought. He must know his Sanskrit pretty well. So he was telling about what a wonderful experience he had here and declared us to be the 13th Jyotirlinga, those 12 famous Shiva temples in India. So he made us the 13th and rattled off the chant in Sanskrit. The senior priest from the Concord Temple was there, by the way, Anand Shivacharya. Pretty nice chant at the beginning and was chanting along with Dr. Rao's Sanskrit. We went through the 12 names, and then afterwards he said, he went through each of the 12 Jyotirlinga. In India you go to Kasi, but in America you go to Kauai. In India you go to Rameshwar, but in America you go to Kauai. He went through each of the 12 Jyotirlingas like that, just to make his point in the best way. And he said, at the beginning of his talk, he said, I'm used to giving 50-minute lectures, but I'm only supposed to talk for 5, so I'm trying my best. So I think he was about 10 minutes. And so he put all this in his textbook. He has a textbook on electromagnetism, which is in its 6th edition. He says it's the only textbook in the world that's where the author is alive, and it's in its 6th edition. So he was quite proud of it. And in the beginning of the preface, it says, Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha. I said, how many electromagnetic textbooks have the courage to say that? So, and he has some big dedication in it. So now it's the only book on electromagnetism in my library at the moment. Not quite sure what to do with it. Anyway, he's a very sweet person. Dave Rajan gave a talk on the Capital campaign, but we weren't doing any fundraising. We said specifically we're not trying to raise funds at this time. But he introduced the Capital campaign about 10, 15 minutes. And I gave a talk, I guess about 20 to 30 minute talk, which was focusing on travels, mentioned all the travels. For this year, and gave 4 themes from the travels. Like one was on Hinduism today. You've heard all the talks, Hinduism today, and carrying coal to Newcastle. 4 denominations was one. Work is worship was one. And there's one more topic. So I just gave like a 5-minute summary of each of these themes that we've been using throughout the year. And the group enjoyed the talk. Oh, peace. World peace comes one person at a time. Got a few laughs. Gujarati joke. I said we attended the BAPS Swami Narayan event, and the first 2.5 days was all in Gujarati except 4 words. And one singer said, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is total amount of English in 2.5 days. So that broke the tension. We all laughed at that joke. And then the final part of it was video, multimedia presentation from the computer up on the screen, big screen, which was a combination of 3 areas, lots of variety. General information on the Adinam, information on the construction of Yerevan Temple, and then shots of some of the travels for the year. So 3 different areas. Everyone really liked that. It was a nice way to end. It was light. It wasn't a heavy subject. And then afterwards, we stopped around 7, and stopped around 6, and when people came up and gave them all a Know Thyself on the table and gave them the opportunity to come up and get it signed, which is just a way of encouraging them to come up, really. So lots of them came up and got them signed and asked questions and shared problems and so forth. So we were there till like 7:45 or something, like an hour and a half. Talking to people afterwards, So it was a very successful reception. Do one again next year and try and plan it far enough ahead of time so we can get this room on the weekend itself, Saturday or Sunday. It's a beautiful location. It's a Spinnaker restaurant, and we're in the banquet room, and it's right on the water. So you go out the door and you're on a pier. Like, the food was served on the pier, the snacks, hoo-hoos. Was outside on the pier, so you go outside and there's the water, and you look off to the right and there's San Francisco. And just sitting there, all the beautiful buildings and all the skyline. It was a very clear night, very fortunate. The weather warmed up. It had been cold a week before, and we all had our jackets for the boat crews and all, and we didn't need them because it was warm, and that night was warm and was clear. So I'm sure many nights it's not clear, you can't see San Francisco, but that night was clear, and so toward the end of the event, it's dark and you just see all the skyline of San Francisco, all the tall buildings and everything in the water. And it was really a very nice backdrop for the event. Everyone liked the location. So we hope to use that venue again in the future. And that was our trip. Very nice trip. We had lots of, quite a few came from out of town, Michigan, Chicago, San Diego, very nice family from San Diego, Ravi and Sheila, two children, nice, very diverse group, I'd say. People were at the satsang and the other events. Okay, well, have a wonderful day.